Michigan, perennial power, plus one we play almost every year, and lost that game. You know, and really, you know what? We lost it. We did lose it. We had bases loaded and no outs to win it. And, you know, we weren't able to execute and get, you know, find a way to get a run in. And they made a couple really nice plays to take runs away. But, yeah, it was good. I thought overall, I mean, I wasn't, you know, I think I said this, you know, when I did a pregame interview for this week, for this week's stuff that we have going on, it's, I wasn't overly impressed with, you know, our offense. Even though we scored a lot of runs, I just wasn't overly impressed that we swung at bad pitches. The approach wasn't what we've been practicing. Some of our players weren't who they were when we left Gainesville on Friday afternoon. They were a little bit different. And, you know, I knew that from some just because it is, you know, we do have a lot of, you know, newer people doing it. But overall, as a whole, you know, our offense was nowhere close to the engine I think it's going to be. And we'll make some tweaks. And that's the good thing about playing games. You know, I can practice telling blue in the face. But until we actually play a game where we're playing somebody else and they do things where you can't predict, I don't always know what we're going to get. And I think that's the good part about, you know, doing what we did. But happy but not pleased.
I got you. In the circle, boy, those young arms look very impressive. What'd you see?
Yeah, he flipped the page. You know, I say the exact opposite of what I said about our offense. I was very impressed with the way our young pitchers handled the pressure, and you know, a lot of different pressure. You know, through five against Oregon State. So really good. They handled it well. And then even the other pressure. This is some people don't talk about this, but when a pitcher's throwing a no hitter or a perfect game, there is pressure to perform.
Sure.
For that kid, but also for your defense. And we did. We performed. Ariel Kowalewski. Olivia Miller's throwing her a perfect game, and you know, she makes a great play in the 5-6 hole to tip it to a freshman who throws across the diamond to throw out the runner, which is really cool. So I thought they handled themselves very well. They're very well prepared. They handled the pressure really well, and you know, I thought overall they did perform. You know, again, I don't want to say at the level of expectation. I thought they exceeded what we thought going into the first weekend, just because they, you know, they're young and they handle it very well.
You know, sometimes when you watch a softball game or even a baseball game, fans look at pitching, fans look at hitting, but defense is a big part of success too. Were you pleased in that regard?
No, I really wasn't. I thought we played just okay. You know, we made some mistakes. You know, some mistakes don't, you can't see them. You don't show up on the box score, but we made a lot of mistakes. You know, and again, you go, well, yeah, but look at you rotating people around, doing some stuff. Corby Otis made a couple really nice plays in left. Kendra Falby made a really nice play in center and then throws a girl out from Michigan in the first and made a really nice throw. And then we made a couple nice plays on defense. Our pitchers did a good job. Ava Brown made a legit double play to get us out on Friday night. So there's some good, but no, I mean, we're better than that. You know, and again, my team heard the same thing at the post game on Sunday. We made too many mistakes. And the only way you're going to get better when you make mistakes is catching it. What I mean by that is if you don't recognize you made a mistake, mental or physical, then it doesn't matter what I think, because we're never going to be able to fix it. You have to recognize the mistakes that you made so we can get better. And I think that was my challenge to my team on Sunday. Hey, good weekend, played well, 4-1. You know, we want to be 5-0, but we're 4-1. We bounced back well, but we made too many mistakes, base running, defense, swinging at bad pitches. And so we got to do a better job of recognizing that. That's the only way we're going to improve.
Gator coach Tim Walton talking softball here as the Gators have JU back-to-back days and a tournament coming up here this weekend. Tim, we talked preseason about, you know, you trying to do some experimentation here early, you know, with lineups, with defense, etc. Is there a set time that goes away and you kind of want to have, you know, a set lineup, or does that process continue for the rest of the year?
I think we're so close in some positions that it could end up being somewhat of a, you know, of a rotation or a platoon or matchups, drop ball, rise ball, change up, left-hander, right-hander. I think we could really, you know, play I'll just say, you know, throw out a number, but I think we could probably play about 12 players and feel really good about it. Maybe it's 13. Every one of our kids got in the game this weekend. So, you know, you look at that and you go, wow, that's pretty impressive. All 18 players played.
Yeah.
And so we were able to rotate around. Ariel Kowalewski played third base and caught. Jocelyn Erickson caught and played first. Mia Williams played short and second. Reagan Walsh played third, first, second. Avery Gels played first and right. So I think we could do a little bit of that. Ava Brown played first and pitched. When Ava Brown pitches, you're probably going to see the most different lineup because she will hit in our lineup when she pitches every time. And so that's when you'll start to see the different one where maybe it's Bailey Goddard or Avery Gels out or Kistler in or, you know, those kind of things. So I think that's probably going to be the one where you see, you know, the most maybe non-consistent lineup because we're going to go with hottest bat or, you know, because we get an extra bat in that lineup, if you ask me.
Last question. I mentioned, you know, back-to-back away JU, then home, and then the tournament this weekend. So if Gator fans are going to come out and watch your team play, who's some of the competition here for the weekend?
Yeah, so the weekend will be, you know, it's always tough for us, you know, in our tournaments. We don't get the Power Five names, you know, like teams from the ACC or the Big 10 or the Big 12 in our tournaments. Just you don't usually get those matchups, but we do get, you know, good teams, you know, in all of our tournaments. We have two tournaments. We'll have later on. We have Indiana. Later on, we have Mercer. Later on, we'll have Charleston. We'll have Georgia Southern. You know, we'll get the teams from the north too. So, but we have a good matchup. There's a good blend. You know, a good blend of teams. You'll get some postseason experience teams. You'll get some teams that are, you know, have to win their tournament to, you know, to get into the postseason. So the cool thing is we've got a really fun team to watch, Steve. And I say, I don't care who we're playing. Doesn't matter what's going on. We got a fun team to watch. And, you know, I think our fan hype, they love, you know, they're getting excited about our team. We got some young kids. We got some old kids. We're fun. There's some fun stuff going on. Kendra Falby, when she's going at high speed, she's fun to watch.
Yes, she is.
And I think that's one thing that, you know, I don't care who we play this week. You're going to see something you maybe have never seen on a softball diamond. Come out and watch us play.
All right. And that's going to happen after today when the Gators go on the road, then JU here tomorrow, and then the Gators here home for the weekend. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We will talk.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve. Go
Gators. You got it, Tim. Thank you, Gator softball coach.